Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the C3 SYD podcast. I'm your host Jackson with the wonderful co-host here today, Beck.
Oh, hey.
We're going to be jumping into a whole new series today, so why don't we get to it? So we're sitting in a new series today.
Yes, Unfinished Business.
Unfinished Business.
Standing our business. Do you even know what that reference is?
No, you've been saying it and I'm really
it's
confused.
It's Justin Bieber.
Okay, cool.
It's not clocking you, then I'm standing our business. Anyway, sorry.
Shout out to all the believers out there. I'm not one, but hopefully that resonates with you. We're talking about Unfinished Business, mm-hmm. and it's quite an interesting title, right?
Yeah.
Because we're on the backside of Easter.
Yeah.
And what is Easter?
What is Easter?
It was like
Great question.
We had like a funeral, and then we had
totally really sad day, and then
a really happy day. And I love that we call it Good Friday, even though it's like historically a really sad day, but on the other side of it, we can see why it's good. So we're sitting on the backside of Easter, which is a beautiful time of year for us to obviously recognize what Jesus actually did. He came, lived a life, and died, but rose again.
Amen.
So that's why there is the good news of his resurrection.
Mm.
Other people came and they died. They didn't rise again.
Yeah.
So what that means to us is like there is a finish work of the cross.
Yeah. It had a purpose.
It wasn't just this guy that came and spoke and said nice things and then died.
Mm.
He actually rose again. And there are so many historical accounts, eyewitness accounts throughout whole history that do prove the resurrection of Christ and even the ascension of him going up into the heavens.
Yeah.
So what does that all mean? How does that actually relate to us?
Yeah.
It actually gives us the ability to have an old life and a new life.
Yeah.
So through faith, we can believe, hey, I had an old life, which was distant from God, but now I can have a new life that is close to him.
Yeah, I think it's like important to distinguish even just like with that, because you can get saved at any point in your life. Like you can believe in God at any point in your life.
Yeah.
So for me, I first kind of said the salvation prayer, like asked Jesus into my heart when I was 7 years old.
Wow.
So if you think of like old life versus new life, I was seven.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, oh, what could someone at seven have done in their life that's so horrible, or what could they want to be leaving behind? But I think that viewing it beyond that of like, it literally meaning eternal life with God versus not.
Yeah.
And that's the distinction between like old life and new life. And I think obviously then as you get older and you live more life and you make more choices and you venture into all different things, then your old life, like your life just becomes defined by so many more things.
Yeah.
But I think, the pinnacle moment of saying, I believe that Jesus is real and I want him to save me from my sins, whether you can identify them or not.
Or not, yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And that's what the old life versus new life means. Mm. And then the unfinished business is referring to, okay, how do we now live?
Yeah. Particularly with all of us that are quite self-made and can navigate life without Christ. Why is that a big distinction? And what would that actually mean to someone that's like, oh, well, I live a good life.
Mm.
I don't really do that many bad things. But like, why does it actually matter that Jesus died and rose again?
Mm.
And what's that doing to me now if I believe in that? What I love about it is the new life that we get isn't just one and done. It's an outworking. We're continually working on that, which is how we're becoming sanctified.
Yeah.
So
big word.
It's not to say totally big word. Not to say that we're gonna completely live a life without sin, but our sin is dead and buried and we're choosing to live a life now that is obedient to Christ, but also seen by God in a different way.
Yeah.
Which I like, it's a huge thing to fathom. And I'm actually working that out.
Totally.
And I think we'll spend the rest of our days figuring out what does it mean to actually be made new in Christ, which is really cool. I think this whole series is going to be great to kind of like look at what does that look like now?
Yeah.
How do I outwork that?
Yeah. Going back to what you just said before of for people that are like, what does that mean for me? And like, I live a good life. So like, why do I need that? It reminds me of, I think Pastor Al said it a couple of times when he's been on the podcast of when he's talked about Jesus, and he said, Jesus is either really crazy, like a psycho, or he's the Son of God. Yep. And that is like so significant.
Yeah.
So to even view this through that lens as well of, okay, well, either you can just live your own life and it means nothing, or if this is true, which we believe it is, this is true and it either means eternal life or eternal life in the opposite way, which is pretty bad. It's like, that's serious.
Yep.
If it's true, it's serious. Mm. And so I would encourage people, even if they are kind of under the impression of, oh, I live a good life and I'm happy and stuff, to actually just really look into it.
Yeah.
And wrestle with it a bit.
I think that's the big conversation that people are having in their mind, or if they haven't had it yet.
Yeah.
I would love to think, my hope is that more people would have that conversation with others, but also in themselves. Like, you know, I might like live a good life. I do the right thing. You know, I pay my taxes. I say hello to people in the morning. Like, I'm a nice person, but like, why do I still need Jesus in that?
Yeah.
And I think as we go throughout this series, I'm hoping to get a better understanding of it. And, and I'd encourage anyone that's like, if this is a big question for you, come along, join us as we go on the journey of the unfinished business of outworking what the cross actually means now. Because it is a big question. It's like, why would I need Jesus if I'm not doing anything wrong? And like, as you framed, there is the whole eternal life aspect, but it's also, I think, for what we've got for the remainder of our life.
What for does that
look like? Like,
It can be hard to even fathom or look forward to what an eternal life might be. And so people might just be focused on what life looks like now. And good point.
Yeah, I think as particularly in you know, this age and this world that we're in right now, where it's quite easy to see good and bad and what is good for society, what is bad for society. Yeah. There's lots of things in psychology of understanding of how you should think and how you should believe. But what I love about what we're unpacking is that you require faith to understand that you've got an old life that you're putting behind and you're putting on and taking on a new life. So I think it'll be a really cool series to just kind of journey through, and it's part of that forming of you. You're not just going through this as a that's nice to know, but it's like I can't wait to apply what this means to me. How does it relate to me?
Yeah.
Why does a new life matter?
Yeah, totally. And that is the unfinished business.
Mm.
Like, it's the side of it where we actually have to put stuff into action and be constantly figuring things out and trusting in God, but also just diving deeper in our own understanding of all of it and how it shapes life, how we're called to live. I know we talked in the Road to the Cross series about calling and obedience, and so this is a big part of it. As you discover more of Jesus and what Jesus' life means for us, it's then how we are called by God to live.
Taking it back to like when what we talked about at the start of the year, we were talking about like starting the year fresh.
New Year's
like,
resolutions vibes.
What does
vibes.
It even look like to press reset on your whole life?
Yeah. Not just the start of a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even for me and my own like salvation story, there once was a part, and for me, I believe there was an old Jackson,
mm-hmm.
and now there is a new Jackson, and yeah. that new Jackson is continually being made new. There's yeah. so much that I'm, you know, trying to walk in obedience to, mm-hmm. and being transformed and sanctified in.
Yeah,
but the old Jackson, and I think this is, you know, where the faith application comes in, where by believing in that Jesus came and died, was buried and rose again, that now I have new life in him.
Yeah.
Because he had the power to raise
mm.
from the dead. That old person's dead and buried in the yeah. same tomb. The Jackson that used to get just so angry at things, the Jackson that just used to like go out and party as a way of processing my emotions and what was going on in my life. That's all dead and buried. Why? Because yeah. now I'm a new creation in Christ.
Mm.
And I think that is the distinctive of, you know, Christianity and our beliefs, but also distilled down into the finished work of the cross, that we get an opportunity for not just a new year, but a whole new life. Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, speaking of your salvation story, because you got saved when you were a teenager, right?
Yeah, I think it was about 13.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
First teenager.
Yes.
Was there any part of you that felt like, I don't know, I guess unworthy, or that you couldn't change?
Oh, big time.
That's potentially prevented you?
I think what's really interesting is people making the distinction of like the old Jacko of what, and it was just like a mirror that was held up of, I didn't really know the work that God had done in me by me just accepting him as Lord. But I think there was some things, as I was talking about, like an anger at my anger.
Yeah.
Was just like, I used to get so like angry at things, just the stupidest things. That kind of died. That was gone. I can't really put to words why that happened, because I wasn't actively working on it, but I was working on the new me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, to answer your question, like what were some of the things that I like saw or noticed as a difference? I think it was like even just my personality and my compassion for people really shifted and changed.
Yeah.
Why? Because I started seeing people like, I think, through the lens and the eyes of Christ, how he sees people with love, compassion, care, rather than just being like, oh, don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think like what I think is interesting about that happened when I was about 13. Now 36. There has been a continuation of that being made new. And I still think I haven't fully arrived. I don't think I ever will until, you know, I meet Jesus again in fullness in heaven.
Well, yeah, no.
But I'm being transformed. And I think that's what that is wonderful about the finished work of the cross.
Yeah.
That it's not just instantaneous change, which there is instantaneous change that happens, but then the walking out of what that looks like in your life. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I just wonder if people, so thinking of people that just like maybe don't see the need for it, but then other people who might be curious, might be looking, but feel like they're too far gone for whatever reason. Like you often hear the thing of like, oh, if I walked into a church, it would burn down. And it's just like,
I've never heard that, but I do.
What?
Like, yeah.
You've never heard that?
Yeah, no. I've never heard anyone say that.
That's crazy.
Maybe because, I don't know. Yeah.
That's like such a classic.
A classic one.
Yeah. Like, oh, if I walked into a church, it'd burn right down. Yeah.
I think people.
Because they think that, oh, no, the stuff I've done, like, I could never be around those people or like God would never have me.
That's a hard thing to hear, because I think the things that I've done in my life before, you know, you go, oh, well, you're saying a seven-year-old hasn't really done much. By the time I was 13, I'd done some pretty bad stuff. But even in my life after Christ, there were still bad things. And I'm
exactly,
like, it's how I handled them.
Yeah.
And I think it was taking them and submitting them to God and saying, I don't want to live like this.
Yeah.
Help me live like you. Help me be new.
Yeah.
Like Jesus, no matter what, no matter what you've done, will never ever say you can't come here. You're not perfect enough. He actually wants us to come as we are. In our fullness of whether we're actually really good people and never done anything wrong or we've just done some pretty, bad things.
Yeah.
He wants us to come because he is not limited in his power of what he can do.
Yeah.
And I think that's the amazing part of not just the resurrection that he came back to life, but he ascended. It shows us that that he has the power to be able to not only conquer sin and death, but actually sit in a high place above all of that. So that
totally.
There is nothing that he can't do.
Yeah. And I mean, even when he was literally on the cross and on either side of him were other criminals.
Yeah.
And one of them just kind of like had that revelation of understanding who he was and was like,
"You'll be with me in paradise."
Yeah. And Jesus says to him, "Your sins are forgiven. Like you'll be with me." And he's literally up there being killed for murder.
Yeah.
Right?
I
don't know. He's a criminal. He's a criminal. Done something bad enough to be getting crucified. A
couple of bad guys,
And, Jesus still just saw past that, I mean.
Yeah, so it's not about getting yourself right
before
you come. It's like coming as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And God, and that's what this unfinished business is. It's all the things that are unfinished in your life that God can finish.
Yeah.
Why? Because he did it.
Exactly.
So I'm pretty pumped on this series.
Me
just
too.
To kind of dive a little bit deeper into what does this outworking look like?
Yeah.
Like we've heard Jesus came, died, rose again. Now what?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a cool series.
It is. Yeah. We're going to be talking about identity.
Awesome.
Love and peace.
Oh, which
I don't fully know.
Yeah, yeah.
What that means, but I guess we'll find out.
Gosh, it's a lot too.
Yes, we will find out in the rest of this series. But we encourage you, come along to church. Come and hear this unpacked further than just our conversations. Head to c3syd.church to find a location near you. We have 4 across Sydney at the moment. So check us out online. Come and check us out in person. And we hope to see you there. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye. See ya.